said to her. No.
What the hell do you think you're up to, Debbie?
Oh, here we go.
What's my latest offence, Your Honour?
This rubbish you left on my desk. Name from outer space. Have you been round the bend? Or is it your idea of a joke? Because if so, I'm not in the mood.
It's what several locals think they saw. All I've done is report it.
All you've done is waste my time. Come on into my office for a minute.
Blimey.
And to think I thought I was doing my job properly for once.
Then you'd better start remembering what your job's supposed to be. You're meant to gather news, not fantasies about UFOs and sky watches.
Well, our editor likes that sort of thing.
Aye, well, she's had her fling. As far as I'm concerned, this week we get back to hard news. And since you're back in my province, you'd better follow suit, or else.
Yes, boss. Anyway, I didn't go over the top with the story like our friend Gray McFarlane probably would have done.
That's true. Life has some small mercies. Not having him under my feet looks like being this year's treat.
In that case, you should cheer up.
No need for me to go to that extreme.
Well, the way I see it is if you're feeling miserable all the time, there's no fun in it. I speak as a recent expert.
So, what's cheered you up?
Well, actually, the thought that creatures with a superior intelligence have landed and are about to rid us of all our problems. Something tells me there isn't a shortage of baby minders on Mars.
Oh, you have gone mad.
Only around the edges. Like letting Cliff babysit for a while last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I always swore never to let him have anything to do with the kid. Mind you, he wasn't all that interested before. It was all Shirley. But I expect you know that, being a close friend of the family.
It has been mentioned.
And did I get your usual response? You know, don't bother me with baby talk.
No.
You all right, Maurice?
Yes, I'm fine.
Well, I just noticed you've actually let me bother you with baby talk without shouting me down.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Get back to work. Real work.
Right away, Your Honour.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm off out for a couple of hours, Maurice. Anything of interest?
No. It's all routine stuff at the moment.
How are you getting on, Debbie?
All right.
Yeah. You're mortal enemies. I did put you back on reporting for your own sake, as well as the papers.
We're both very grateful, I'm sure.
Well, I hope you will be sooner or later. Anyway, I'd better be off. Oh, there was one thing. Verity tells me there have been vague rumours about Martians running about the
homeland.
Now, don't worry, Maurice. I'm not suggesting we send out a search party this time.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Though I don't see the difference between them and your spaceship story.
Oh, I think spaceships are fun. As long as they don't start landing and letting off the crew.
One of the witnesses said it was a little brown man.
Oh, you've actually covered this.
She has, and it's been spiked. Ask you, little brown men.
Maybe they have pygmies on Mars.
Be an animal, I wonder.
No, I rang the zoo. No escapees.
I wonder.
Well done, Debbie.
Eh?
You've gone and got her interested now.
Not really, I promise. But you could keep half an eye on it.
Hey! Jeremy!
Alexis! You've changed your mind. You're coming back.
What makes you think that?
Oh, you've still got her poodle.
Yes. Hey, lovely. Dead dog. Hey, Jeremy, I thought I'd meet you coming home. It's a long time since I see you.
You saw me yesterday.
Oh, since yesterday can sometimes seem a very long time. Especially when you have a special watch to check with.
All those functions.
Yes.
34 different functions.
I suppose you still don't understand them all.
No. But I will have plenty of time to learn.
Is it very boring?
I say nothing against Zoe now, but I can't say much for her, too.
Either.
Sorry?
I can't say much for her either.
But you don't know her.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Hey, you want to go for a walk?
What, now?
Why not? I have to take the dog. Well, why not take my friend as well?
Shouldn't I let them know?
Maybe they wouldn't let you. They think I'm such a bad guy now.
Oh, no, only Matt does, and he doesn't mean it. Okay, but we better not be long. Where to? The heat?
Why not? The dog can run free.
Yeah.
But we have to keep close eye on him. Hey, come on, Monty. He's so charming. you still keep up the football?
No, not lately. I hardly ever see Rob, or you, till now. And at school it's all cricket and athletics his turn.
Yes, they're not my type of games.
No, nor me. I like swimming and soccer.
Yes, it's good. Hey, next time we walk, we bring a ball,
yeah.
Kick it for the dog to fetch.
Oh, him? He's not big enough.
Oh, he pushed it with his nose. What you say, we teach you to be the proper dog.
With all those curls?
All the famous footballers, they have the fancy curls. He's called a perm. Perhaps because they married the hairdresser.
Hey, do they?
Oh, some do, it's true, yes. I read the gossip column. Hey, where is the dog?
Oh, it's all right. He's up there by those trees.
Oh, thank goodness. Monty, come here. Oh, now what?
Something's frightened him. He's running away.
Oh, quick, we must follow.
Okay. I can't see him anymore.
Oh, no. We must search and search or so he will kill me. Monty,
do us a favor. I've only just got him settled.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Debbie?
Blimey, can't keep away, can you? All right, come in.
I'm not going to make a habit of coming round, I can promise you that.
So why are you here at all?
Well, I fixed up a place for Sam in a creche.
You what?
Well, since you didn't have any luck with that woman you went to see last night, I thought that I'd...
Stick your nose in.
Well, just this once. To ease the pressure on both of us.
Where do you come into it?
Oh, Shirley's been getting at me because I take no interest in the kid at all.
So the interest you've suddenly shown is just a blind?
Well...
I reckon you don't know who you're kidding. Shirley, me or yourself?
Maybe. If you'll agree to what I fixed up, I won't bother you and Sam anymore.
Well, where is this creche?
Oh, it's just round the corner. It's run by Sue Ming Woodhouse.
Oh.
I know Shirley already tried to mention it to you. It's a bloody good place, you know. They're almost at capacity, but Ben Woodhouse is an old mate of mine, so they agreed to let Sam close the list.
Do they know you're his dad?
No. It was enough to tell them that you're a friend in need.
A friend?
Well, you have to tell the odd white lie sometimes.
Well, when can he start there?
As soon as you like.
How much does it cost?
No, I haven't got a clue about that. That's your problem.
Right. Whatever I decide.
I got the impression last night you were at the end of your tether.
Did you?
Well, do you want to go on with the search?
No, I don't. But I do want you to do me one more favour.
What?
Will you hang on here while I dash round to see Liz?
Well, can't you see her tomorrow at work?
Yeah, but hopefully Maurice Gill won't be lurking within earshot at Minden Road.
I don't suppose he will. I wonder where he is lurking.
Eh?
Sam asleep upstairs, is he?
Yeah, but there's a bottle ready in case he wakes.
Hey, I can't give him a bottle.
Of course you can. Just hold him and shove it in his mouth.
Hey, Debbie, listen.
That'll give you something to tell your missus, won't it?
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mummy.
Where on earth have you been?
We were about to send out a search party.
We were already being a search party. That's why I wasn't back at tea time.
Who do you mean by we?
You better come through, Alexis.
What?
Sorry to cause the trouble.
You'll be more than sorry if you don't clear off.
Oh, don't be cruel, Matt.
I'm not. I'm sticking up for me rights, which include not having his type hiding in the hallway.
Well, he isn't hiding anymore.
I don't care. I don't want to see him out in the open either.
But where else can I go?
That's your lookout.
But I frame in the terror of my life. Zoe will kill me.
Why?
I lost her dog.
That thing. You did her a favor.
There you are, Alexis. Matt thinks you did something right.
No, I don't. You watch it, young man.
Where did you lose the dog? On the heath?
Yes. Something frightened him and he ran and ran so fast we can't catch him.
That's probably the creature from outer space.
What, oh, Matt?
Now what? Can't I even open my mouth?
Not if it's to frighten Jeremy with silly rumours.
Hey, what creature from outer space?
Matt, I told you, Sophie's almost certain now it was an animal of some sort.
Please...
What?
I'm frightened enough about the anger of Zoe without this too.
But it's exciting!
Is it? Well, I don't want you going on the heath again until they've caught whatever it is.
Oh. And please, can I hide here in case Zoe catch me?
Of course you can.
Don't I get a say in this?
You could ask him if he wants his job back.
Not likely.
Oh, please, Matt.
I work twice as hard as I did.
That's not saying much.
Three times.
Four times.
Hey, whose side are you on?
Everybody's.
Oh, come on, Matt. Put us out of our misery.
Oh, get the bath water running, will you, Alexis?
What, now?
Yes, now, you lazy slob. I haven't had a good soak for a long while.
isn't it?
That's right.
Ah, yes. Come on in.
Oh, Tar. Liz back, is she?
Yes, we're just having supper, actually. But, look, do come on in.
Oh, thanks. Sorry to barge in like this, Liz. My great sense of timing. But I don't often have a chance of getting out in the evening.
No, that's all right, Debbie. Sit down. Nothing serious has happened, has it?
No, something good. Oh. And I wanted to tell you right away, without Morris being around to put his oar in.
That's a fine thing to say. You'll make Peter think it's really Morris who runs the Herald.
Who's Morris?
That's great. Can I quote you on that?
Well, you better not. You might return the compliment. Look, shall I make myself scarce?
Oh, no, not on my account.
In that case, I'll get on with my supper.
So, what's the good news, Debbie?
I've got a place in a creche for Sam.
Oh, marvellous. That is a relief.
Hmm. It's the one run by Soo Ming Woodhouse.
Oh, that's where our twins go.
And it's very well run.
Yeah. So the thing is, can I be switched back from reporting to day-to-day?
Well, Debbie, look...
You see, since Carol won't be having Sam in the day, I won't be having her kid in the evenings, which means much more chance of me getting some rest. Well, the two of them used to set each other off, you see.
Did they?
Well, Sam usually started it, I must admit. But last night, even he was pretty quiet. He must have known good times were ahead.
Debbie, I couldn't possibly reverse things straight away.
Oh, well, no, not this week, obviously. Gray's halfway through setting it all up. But from next week...
No.
Why the hell not?
Because I want to see you handling your old job efficiently first.
Oh, terrific. I half kill myself getting things sorted out and you don't give a damn.
Oh, Debbie, of course I do.
No, you bloody don't.
Hey, look, don't you think this is getting a little out of hand?
Well, what the hell's it got to do with you?
It's been my house you're shouting the odds in.
Well, in that case, Mr. Property Owner, I'll leave you to stew in it.
Oh, Debbie, come back.
What I want you to do is calm her down.
I know. I'm sorry. She's been in a state for weeks, and it wouldn't have sorted itself out just like that, even if I'd given her what she wanted.
Oh, please, the telephone, Mr. Breyer.
Hey, just you forget about the telephone and concentrate on getting me out of the bar.
Yes, sir, of course, sir.
You can stop taking the mickey. You're not that far back in favour, you know.
No, sir. I mean, no, Mr. Breyer.
Hey, careful.
I'm sorry. I'm out of practice.
I'm blooming unfit by the look of things. Do it at a steady pace. Don't sling me around like a sack of coal.
If we can wrap the towel around...
Yeah, I've got it. Okay. Hey, now balance me on the edge.
I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, it's nearly through, Mrs. Breyer.
Oh, what is it, love?
I've had Sophie on the phone. Alexis, your friend Zoe has arrived in full fury at the restaurant.
Oh, no. No, they want to tell her where I am.
They might have to keep her quiet.
Oh, help. Where can I go? I must hide in the attic.
Hey, don't let go of me.
I'm sorry.
You stupid bugger. I nearly slipped back in the water.
But, Mr., I am going to panic.
Are you? Well, kindly finish drying my feet first.
Thank you.